Welcome to today's podcast on the latest research in the field of computer vision and natural language processing. Today, we're discussing a paper titled Streaming Dense Video Captioning, which presents a novel approach to generating detailed textual descriptions for videos in a streaming fashion. This means the model can produce captions before the entire video has been processed, which is particularly useful for long videos or real-time applications. The authors of the paper introduced two key components in their model. The first is a memory module based on clustering, which compresses visual features from the video as it streams. This memory mechanism is designed to handle arbitrarily long videos and is based on k-means clustering. It maintains a fixed number of memory tokens that represent the most diverse and informative visual features seen so far. This allows the model to work with a bounded computational budget, regardless of the video length. The second component is a streaming decoding algorithm. Unlike traditional models that wait until the entire video is processed, this algorithm allows the model to make predictions at specific points in the video, which the authors refer to as decoding points. At these points, the model generates captions for events that have finished using the features stored in the memory module. The methodology used in this paper involves encoding the video into features frame by frame using a visual encoder. These features are then passed to a memory module that updates the memory tokens with information from incoming frames. The updated memory tokens are then used by a text decoder to generate captions at the decoding points. The authors evaluated their model on three popular video captioning datasets: ActivityNet, YouCook2, and VT. They compared their streaming model against several state-of-the-art methods and found that their approach significantly improves performance, as measured by metrics like Cedar, Soda, and Meteor. One of the key findings is that providing context from previous predictions as a prefix to the text decoder during training is crucial. It helps the model to avoid repeating previous captions and to generate more accurate and coherent descriptions. The paper also explores the impact of various hyperparameters, such as the number of memory tokens and the number of decoding points, on the model's performance. The results show that a balance is needed to ensure the model captures sufficient detail without becoming overwhelmed by the computational cost. In summary, the Streaming Dense Video Captioning paper presents a promising approach to video captioning that can handle long videos efficiently and produce captions in a streaming manner. This work could have significant implications for real-time video analysis and applications where immediate video understanding is crucial. For those interested in further details, the code for this research has been made available on GitHub, providing an opportunity for others in the research community to build upon this work. That concludes our summary of the Streaming Dense Video Captioning paper. Stay tuned for more insights into cutting-edge research in AI and machine learning.